10:30 a.m. Welcome everybody to the Florida Building Commission's concurrent meeting of the Code Administration, Plumbing, Roofing, Special Occupancy, and Structural Tax. Just a quick reminder of background noise. Please keep your devices on mute. If you're not using a phone, please do not put yourself on hold. And please state your name each time speaking, and please wait to speak until opportunities are offered. And of course, TAC members, please state your name when making and seconding motions. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to convene each of the five TACs in turn, have them approve the agenda in the last meeting minutes, and then go to the next one until we have all five convened, and then we'll do our main substantive issue today, which is, of course, is to hear and then accept the final draft report on the evaluation of the cost impact benefits of the 2024 I-codes. Okay, we're going to just do it alphabetically, and we'll start with our code admin TAC. Commissioner Brown? Okay, Bob Boyer?
I'm here.
Okay. Shane Gerwig? All right, Michael Garcia?
Here.
Commissioner Marker? Kyle Sawchuk?
Present.
Commissioner Schock?
Here.
And Commissioner Tolbert? All right, one more time. Commissioner Brown, Shane Gerwig, Commissioner Marker, or Commissioner Tolbert? All right, unfortunately, we do not have a quorum. We're one shy.
For this TAC.
Okay. We'll circle back to that in a second. Let us then proceed to our plumbing TAC. Commissioner Schilling.
Yes, I'm here.
Commissioner Batts.
Here.
Bob Boyer.
I'm here.
Gary Duran.
Here.
Eduardo Gonzalez.
Here.
Okay. Isaac Kaufner.
Here.
Gary Kozan. Gary, are you on? All right.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, great, thanks. Commissioner Langille.
I'm here.
I understand that Dean Papa will be here for Stephen Mayfield. Dean, are you here?
I am here.
And I understand that Roman Villasenor will be here for Jack McStravick. Are you here, Roman? And then Brian Rickert?
I'm here.
All right, just double checking whether Roman is here for Jack. If not, we have 10 of 11, so we do have a quorum for our plumbing TAC, and what happened to that? Oh, well. Okay, so the plumbing TAC, the agenda is to accept the final draft report for the research project evaluation of the cost, impact, and benefits of 2024 I-code change prescriptive. Is there a motion by name, please?
Those in, so moved.
Second. I have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? That's unanimous. Plumbing TAC, you have meeting minutes from the May 8th meeting. Is there a motion to accept those minutes, please, by name?
Motion to approve, Boyer.
Second. Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, so we have convened our plumbing TAC, and now I'm going to go to our roofing TAC and do the roll call first. Commissioner Swope?
Here.
Commissioner Batts?
Here.
Boyer?
I'm here.
Jimmy Buckner.
Here.
Excuse me. George Ebersole?
Here.
Herb Logan? Commissioner Marrero? Gaspar Rodriguez?
I'm here.
William Schultz? Joe Williams?
Here.
Riku Ipokonen?
I'm here.
Mark Sanel?
Here.
I'm here.
Right. Very good. Just double checking whether Bert Logan, Commissioner Marrero, or Bill Schultz are on. Then we have 9 of 12. So we have a quorum. So for roofing tack, the agenda is the same to approve the draft report, which I read into the record a minute ago. Is there a motion, please, by name to approve that report?
Motion.
The approve the agenda is what I meant. Sorry.
Motion to
approve. Ebersole.
Motion to approve the agenda.
All right. Somebody else. Second. All right. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Okay, roofing tack, any revisions or corrections to the June 19th, 2024 meeting minutes? If not, is there a motion to accept those, please?
Buckner, motion to accept.
Is there a second?
Ebersole, second.
A motion to second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That would be unanimous. Okay, let's go to the special occupancy tack. We have Don Whitehead.
I'm here.
Doug Ahrens. Elijah Flowers.
Here.
Jillian Kranak. I understand that Elena Gould is here for Kira Lucas, is that correct?
Yes.
Are you here?
Yes.
Commissioner Marrero. Crystal Myers.
I'm here.
Okay. Josh Phillips. Bob Vincent.
I'm here.
Okay. Scott Waltz. All right, it's Doug Ahrens, Jillian Kranak, Commissioner Marrero, Josh Phillips, or Doug Waltz here. All right, unfortunately, we only have 5. We need 6 for a quorum, so we need to work on special occupancy as well.
Doug is here.
Doug is?
Mm-hmm. Raise his hand.
Oh, okay. Then we do have a quorum with 6 members. All right, special occupancy tack, the same agenda that I heard earlier. Is there a motion to approve the agenda, please?
So moved.
Motion to approve the agenda as posted.
All right, we have Don Whitehead and Elijah Flowers, respectively. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. Any corrections or revisions to the February 21st, 2024 meeting minutes? If not, is there a motion to accept those, please? Need a motion? Come on, folks. Somebody
Myers.
Say thank
Myers.
You.
Myers.
Is there a second?
Vincent, second.
All right, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, moving right along, let's go to our structural tack. Commissioner Compton?
Here.
Amy Gascon?
Here.
Michael Garacio?
Yeah.
Doe Kim? Doe's here. Dan Laveridge?
Here.
Julie Lowry?
Here.
C.W. McComber?
Here.
C.W., doesn't appear that we're going to need you for the quorum, so if when you need to go, just, you know, just to
thanks,
stay so we'll go from there. Dave Mansour?
Here.
Craig Perino?
Here.
Dean Rourke?
Here.
Commissioner Schock?
Here.
Jason Seals?
Here.
All right, well, we have, as always, 12 of 12. Thank you for that. Is there a motion to approve the agenda, which is the same to hear and accept the report?
Leverage move to approve the agenda as posted.
Schock, second.
Motion and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Is there a motion or any are there any corrections or revisions to the June 19, 2024 meeting minutes? If not, is there a motion to accept those, please?
Leverage move to approve as posted.
Schock, second.
We have a motion and second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That's unanimous. Going back to the code administration TAC, have we had any new members join since we started roll call?
We have not. Yes. I just heard Shane Gerwig is trying to log in, and Tim Tolbert was caught by a phone call with the commissioner. He'll be logging in shortly.
Okay.
Hey, Jeff, I'm here.
Okay.
Here.
Okay. Tim. So we have Bob Boyer, Michael Garacio, Kyle Sawchuk, Commissioner Schock and Tolbert. We do have a quorum. Are there any other members?
Huh? Jeff, Shane, I'm here.
Oh, Shane's here as well. Very good. Thank you, Shane. So we have six members. Okay, well, the agenda is, of course, to approve. I want to have the agenda approved as amended to reflect that the meeting minutes should be June 19th and not May 8th. Is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended by name, please?
Approve the agenda as amended.
I'll see you a second.
Motion and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That's unanimous.
And
okay,
Jeff, I should have seven members. For code admin, there should be seven.
All right, then I must be missing one on my list here. 36.
Don Brown, Jim Stock, Bob Boyer, Shane Gerwig, Michael Garacio, Kyle Sawchuk, and Tim Tolbert.
Yep, but I still count that as six. Bob Boyer, Shane Gerwig, Michael Garacio, Kyle Sawchuk, Jim Schock, and Tim Tolbert, right?
And Shane. The only one missing would be Gray Marker.
What about Don Brown, too?
I saw his name earlier.
Commissioner Brown, are you on? I don't think he's on, but okay.
Okay.
So, one, two, three. Yeah, I count it. Until one of these two, either Commissioner Marker or Commissioner Brown join, we have six, so we'll leave it at that for now.
Thank you.
Sure. Okay. Did I get that motion to approve that, the minutes of the June 19th?
I don't think you called for that yet, Jeff. We approved the agenda as amended.
All right. Yeah, that's what I was asking for. Thank you. Is there a motion, please, for the June 19th meeting minutes?
Motion to approve, Warrior.
All right. Is there a second?
Schock, second.
All right. All in favor say aye.
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 All right.
Aye.
All right. Hooray. We've convened all of our five TACs. So let us get to the task at hand, which is to approve the final draft report for the research project evaluation of the cost, impact, and benefit of 2024 I-code changes, prescriptive code changes. The sequencing is, as Mo provided a brief overview, and then Dr. Ray, I said University of Florida, provided a summary of the report. Any TAC members ask any clarifying questions, any public comment? And then we'll go for any discussion and acceptance of the report by each of our five TACs in turn. And then we'll adjourn each one in turn as well. So, Mo, do you want to provide an overview before we turn it over to Dr. Eisen?
This is Mohammed Ali. Good morning. Just in general, this is really the final rewards for this project. As you recall, last month we did review the interim reports for this project, and the report was accepted. The focus of this study is to review mainly the 2024 ICODE changes, especially those are the prescriptive in nature, and determine if there are any that have additional course to construction, and with us, Dr. Issa, to provide a summary of the findings. Thank you.
Thank you, Mo. Just want to remind folks, I know I don't need to, but of course the purpose of this is not to discuss the actual code changes, but we'll be doing that in our September meetings, but just to have any questions regarding the analysis. All right, Dr. Issa, would you like to go ahead and start?
Can I share the screen, please?
Jim Hammers, are you able to?
I've already given it to him. I've already made him the presenter.
Are you seeing my screen?
No.
No. Have you accepted sharing yet?
Yeah.
Do you have multiple?
I've lost the main screen. All we see is the cameras right now.
Yeah, we're only seeing your face. There isn't any of your screens.
So let's go right here. There we go. Share. You see
all
it
right.
Now, right?
All I do, right. You do, yeah. Just put it in the presenter mode, and hopefully.
You see a full screen now, right?
No, we're still seeing it in the presenter's mode. You need to hit that little icon to turn, or you need to reverse your screens, as it's called.
I'm swapping view and slideshow. Are you seeing the full screen?
No. Can you, this little icon down here at the very bottom in the far right, you should be able to click on that. Oh.
This one right here.
No, it's nothing. I think we had this problem last time. I'm not sure what.
Yeah.
I think it would be good. Just
go ahead and go back to
let's just go ahead and use this.
Right. But first, you need to get it back on.
As noted by Mo, I'm doing the evaluation.
Well, we're not seeing your screen again, so you need to do whatever you did.
You're not seeing my screen?
No.
No.
I need to get out and get back in here. Okay. You see the screen now, right?
Yeah.
So we'll go with it like
okay,
that.
Let's just go with this. So I'm going to be talking about evaluations of the cost impact and benefits of 2024 ICODES and 2023 NEC prescriptive code changes. This is the team of myself, electrical engineer, engineer from AEI, and a fire protection engineer were involved in this. This is the process we followed to complete the project, and the research goals, as noted before, were assess the cost impact and qualitative benefit of the 2024 ICODES and the 2023 NEC code changes that are prescriptive in nature and that have the potential of adding cost to any construction activity. And so the statement of work contains several points: review, analyze, approve 2024 ICODES and 2023 NEC changes. So identify those code changes, provisions that are prescriptive in nature and have the potential of adding cost to the construction. Two is review available literature studies on the subject, estimating the cost of the code changes.
to this 2021 iCode, including the ICD code proceedings, code hearings. Information gathered from this task was used to come up with the numbers, estimate the construction cost impact of these provisions that are not covered under TEU's good engineering judgment and feedback from general contractors and consulting engineers. Then, number four was use a standard set of the baseline residential and commercial building designs configured for 2024 ICODES and 2023 NDC to determine the cost impact of code changes, which we did. And number five was building information modeling tools were used to, as in previous change studies, to model the changes in seven buildings, five commercial, and two residential. And we used that RS mean cost data for Central Florida to come up with the current cost, and deliverables were report, find technical information on the problem background, results and cost implications of the prescriptive code changes, which was submitted by 15 April 2024. That was the preliminary report, and this is I'm talking today about the final report that we delivered on the 15th of June. So, as far as mechanical and plumbing code changes, cost impact, what we noticed was a significant proportion of the code changes, as usual, across all ICOs offer revised language for clarity and consistency, so there was editorial and consistency changes and clarifications. The mechanical code feature several code changes whereby product standard tables have been updated to reflect those most current. Overall trends in the commercial sector point towards plumbing protection and expensive soil, tracer wire for plastic sewer piping, and locations for full open valves with changes to the fuel gas code, including the use of non-metallic pipe supports and updated UL standard for factory-built commercial incinerators. And that information is found in tables 1 through 7, appendix A to G of the report. NEC cost impact changes. Again, a lot of these changes were editorial changes to improve readability and consistency. And some of them were made to align the NEC rules with other codes and standards. Some of the changes impacted lack proportions of the code included allowing 10 amp rated circuits for loads such as LED lighting and alarm panels, expanded GCI coverage to cover additional appliances such as electric ranges and clothes dryers, expanding ground fault protection of equipment and areas and marinas, expanding surge protective devices, addressing cybersecurity for emergency power systems and critical operation power systems. Articles were introduced to adjust the current trends, improve safety, including for overcurrent protection for systems rated over 1,000 volts AC and 1,500 volts DC, insulated bus pipe, / tubular cover conductors, flexible bus systems, class 4, fault-managed power systems, cannabis oil equipment systems. This information is found in Table A, Appendix H. You can see the details of that, the IBC, FCC, fire code changes, cost impact. Many group 1 to 2 code requirements have been added to more closely match the centers for Medicare and Medicaid requirements that are not considered added cost, as these occupancies already were required to meet the most stringent requirements of IBC and FDA 101. A significant portion of the code changes across all ICODES offer revised language for clarity and consistency, such as changing sprinkler to automatic sprinkler systems throughout. Where the IBC changes to reference other ICC codes or NFPA 170 or 101, a cursory review of the respective ICC code or the aforementioned NFPA code or standard section that's referenced by the IBC change was conducted for the degree to which it affects the cost impact of the five buildings considered as part of this study on the commercial side. The reference codes and standard changes imposing, we can see that in the appendix, Table 9. For our structural code changes, again, a lot of these were editorial to improve readability and style consistency. There were a few prescriptive cost impact changes, and many of these were related to the placement requirements. So we don't look at those in Florida. ASC 7-22 wind speed boundary changes resulted in cost increases along the hurricane coastline while in the Gulf Coast area of the Florida Panhandle, higher design wind speeds are required because of these changes. Appendix J through K provide further detail about this. Now we're going to be looking at the different buildings we looked at. The first one here is a small office. So compared to FPC 2023, i.e. the 2021 ICOS cost to the 2024 ICOS cost, and you see there's only about 0.39% increase in cost in this building. For the retail spaces, of course, this is mostly shell space, and the cost changes there were 0.11%. For the elementary school, the cost change was 0.27%. For the small hotel, the cost change was 0.85%. For the mid-rise apartment building, the cost change was 0.63%. For the one-story residential building was 0.10%. The two-story was 0.16%. In this table is a summary of the percentages and the changes for each one of these buildings we looked at. So the conclusion is the estimated relative increase in cost due to the ICO changes range from approximately 11% for the retail spaces prototype to approximately 85% for the small hotel building. The estimated relative increase in cost for the residences was approximately 0.1 for the one-story house to approximately 0.16 for this two-story house. The average change in estimated costs were approximately 0.45% for the commercial institutional building and 0.13% for the residences. Some of the recommendations we have is to do a holistic redesign of the buildings we look at. We've updated them so far for the 2018, 2021, 2024 ICOs, and we probably need to look at all of them in a holistic format. But as far as design is concerned, we should look at using these models we have to predict the cost of future changes rather than do it after the fact. And we need to encourage designers and builders and people to propose these code changes to use these models to come up with their numbers. Do we have any questions?
Any TAC members have any questions?
Jim Schock here, if I may, real quick.
Sure, Jim.
Yeah, in listening to you, the words, these percentages, you have them written as 0.16%, for example. But I heard you refer to sometimes as 16%. I just wanted to make sure that we're clear.
I wasn't thinking about that 16.16.
Yeah, so it's 0.16%. So. Okay, and that's typically throughout. You were talking about those percentages. Okay, just wanted to make that clear. Thank you.
All right, any other TAC members? Is there anybody from the public that wishes to comment on this?
Yep, this is Jamie.
I'll come back to you. Sure, let me come back to you in just 1 second. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to comment? All right, back to the TAC. Jamie, go ahead.
Yes, Dr. Issa, on your last slide there where you mentioned about the, if I understood correctly, I think it was the potential to use a varying types of buildings going forward into the future.
Yeah, so right now.
Yeah, so yeah, my question was, I mean, I know that we have
the building. Yeah.
I was saying that I know in the past we've typically used these types of buildings and it's pretty much established a historical path as to how these costs have increased along the way. What's your opinion of changing that going into the future where it might have a break or not, no continuity?
About augmenting the types of buildings, not getting rid of some of them. There might be somebody that's interested in some different type of building and we should add it to the buildings we look at.
Jamie, that answer your question?
Okay, so this would be in addition to these models that we've used already. Okay.
Right, right.
Thank you.
We want to keep the historical facts going.
Right, right. Yeah, thank you.
Any other questions or discussion points before I start going to each TAC for a motion? All right, Code Administration TAC, unless there's any other further discussion, is there a motion to accept the final draft report for the research project titled Evaluation of the Cost, Impact, and Benefits of the 2024 ICODE Changes, Prescriptive Changes? Is there a motion and a second, please?
Motion to approve, Boyer.
Second, Kyle Sawchuk.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Since we don't have a chair for this meeting, I'd ask from the Code Administration TAC, is there a motion to adjourn, please, by name?
So moved, Boyer.
Shock to adjourn.
All right. Motion and a second for Boyer and Shock. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Thank you, Code Admin. Moving on to our plumbing TAC, unless there's any discussion, is there a motion to accept the final draft report, which I've already read into the record?
So moved, Gary Durant.
Second, Boyer.
Second, Gonzalez.
All right, I have a motion and a second. Durant and Boyer, is there any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Commissioner Schilling, if you'd like to just state, please, sir, we stand adjourned.
Sure. Thank you, Jeff. And so if there's no questions or any further discussion, then our TAC meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you, Plumbing TAC. Moving on to the roofing TAC, unless there's any discussion or questions, is there a motion to accept the final draft report?
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
And this is Commissioner Marrero, just making sure that you please do register me in as president.
Oh, okay. Thank you. All right, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. And then Commissioner Swope, if you would just like to say that the TAC stands adjourned.
Thank you, everybody, for your time. At this time, we'll stand adjourned.
All right, thank you, Roofing TAC. Moving on to our Special Occupancy TAC. Unless there's any questions or discussion, is there a motion, please, to accept the final draft report?
Motion to approve, Whitehead.
Second, Flowers.
All right, I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That would be unanimous. Okay, then in that case, Don, would you please go ahead and stand adjourned the special occupancy TAC?
Thank you, everyone, for your time. The special occupancy TAC is now adjourned.
All right, thank you, Special Occupancy TAC, and we come to our structural TAC. Is there a motion, please, to accept, unless there's any comments, the final draft report?
Leverage move to accept.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. And Commissioner Compton, would you please adjourn the structural TAC, please?
Yes, sir. Thank you for your time, guys. I appreciate it, and we stand adjourned.
All right. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, everybody.
Yes, thank you much.
This conference is no